This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Monday, April 23rd, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today. We're going to go right to the NHL playoffs, where in three potential series-deciding games, two teams were knocked out yesterday. First, we'll go down to Philadelphia, where the Flyers had shocked Pittsburgh, at least in my opinion. I had picked Philly early on to win the Stanley Cup. I thought Brizgalov would be the difference, but Pittsburgh had home ice. Philly went up 3-0. Pittsburgh won the next two, and then in Game 6 in Philadelphia yesterday, I think Claude Giroux, who right now had to be the MVP of that series, but right now would be a leading candidate for the Conn Smythe Trophy for MVP of the playoffs. If you watch the beginning of that game, he single-handedly set the tone, knocked Crosby on his butt in the first 10 seconds of the game, and then scored 32 seconds in, Claude Giroux did, to give Philadelphia a 1-0 lead, his sixth goal of the playoffs, and it was all Philly from there. Scott Hartnell scored his second of the playoffs in the first period. Erik Gustafsson scored his first of the playoffs early in the second. It was 3-0 Philly. They never looked back. Evgeny Malkin scored his third of the playoffs for Pittsburgh, but it winds up Philly 5, Pittsburgh 1. Philly eliminates Pittsburgh in six games. 56 goals scored by both teams in the six games. Not what you expected with Fleury for Pittsburgh, Brizgalov for Philadelphia. Now, Brizgalov finally played an excellent game yesterday, but both goalies were disappointing. Brizgalov got pulled in that 10-3 Pittsburgh drubbing of Philly. But Fleury with a Stanley Cup to his name, Brizgalov with a guy who some people, including me, thinks could lead Philadelphia to a Stanley Cup. Both were pretty bad virtually every game. I mean, 56 goals in six games in the playoffs, an average of over 9 goals per game between the two teams. But Philly wins the series 4-2. Pittsburgh gets knocked out. Going to be a lot of questions about Pittsburgh now. They're tremendously talented. But again, Marc-Andre Fleury was terrible. This is the worst I think he's ever played in the playoff series. He's got a cup under his belt. Crosby came back, seemed to be healthy. Malkin was okay at best. I mean, they've got a lot of weapons in Pittsburgh, but it really came down to Pittsburgh's inability to stop the Philadelphia offense. Danny Briere also got his fifth of the playoffs for Philadelphia in this Game 6. But Philadelphia moves on. Pittsburgh goes home. Philadelphia 5, Pittsburgh 1. Probably even more, a bigger upset, Los Angeles goes up to Vancouver. Los Angeles took a 3-0 lead in this series as well. Vancouver came back to win Game 4. Now up in Vancouver and 5 for Game 6. Los Angeles eliminates Vancouver in overtime. Los Angeles 2, Vancouver 1. Now, at least Daniel Sedin had not been playing for Vancouver. He did come back to lead them to one victory. And yesterday, a beautiful give and go with his brother cross ice. Henrik Sedin gets a goal early on an assist from his brother. Henrik's second of the series in the first period. 1-0 Vancouver. 1-0 Vancouver after two. But in the third period, Brad Richardson scores his first of the playoffs to tie up the game. Meanwhile, Jonathan Quick made a great save on Henrik Sedin to keep it 1-1. Corey Schneider, who had replaced Roberto Luongo, who had played very well at the end of regulation, Los Angeles won, Vancouver won. But then in the overtime, Jarrett Stahl scores the second of the playoffs from Trevor Lewis for the Kings to give them the victory and the series. Number 8 seed Los Angeles knocks off number 1 seed Vancouver. And again, would it have made a difference if Sedin had played, Daniel Sedin had played the whole series? Well, maybe. But a number of people picked Los Angeles, including Barry Melrose on ESPN, picked Los Angeles to beat Vancouver before the series. It does go to show you this isn't the NBA, how little it really, really matters, number 8 seed versus number 1 seed. Vancouver won the President's Trophy. They're knocked out. The Rangers were the runner-up for the President's Trophy. They trail in their division. They're number 1 in the East. They trail number 8, Ottawa, 3-2 with Game 6 up in Ottawa tonight. So a lot going on. These upsets are almost regular now in the playoffs. Number 8, Los Angeles eliminates number 1, Vancouver. Number 5, Philadelphia eliminates number 1, Pittsburgh. Now also facing elimination were the defending Stanley Cup Bruins down in Washington to play the Capitals. The Capitals looking to eliminate Boston, but yesterday in overtime in Washington, Boston stays alive. Boston 4, Washington 3. They win on Tyler Seguin's first goal of the playoffs. Seguin had been shut down by Washington the entire series, but yesterday in Game 6, gets his first goal at 3:17 of overtime to give Boston the win. Now, Boston always had the lead, 1-0, 2-1, 3-2 in regulation, but all three times Washington came back to tie, including a goal with under 5 minutes left in regulation by Alex Ovechkin, only his second of the series in 6 games. But Ovechkin ties it up on a beautiful pass from Nicklas Backstrom at 15:08 in the third, 3-3, and then again in overtime, Tyler Seguin scores the game winner. That sets up a Game 7 as that series is all tied up at 3 games apiece. Boston 3, Washington 2 in overtime. And look, you got to give Boston the edge. I apologize, Boston 4, Washington 3 in overtime. You got to give Boston the edge because they have Tim Thomas in goal, defending Stanley Cup champions, home ice, et cetera, et cetera. Those are your 3 hockey games from yesterday. Want to get to the NBA now. And then interesting on a number of levels game yesterday. In double overtime, the Lakers finally get a big win. They finally beat somebody good. In double overtime, they beat Oklahoma City. Lakers 114, Oklahoma City 106. Unfortunately for the Lakers, that's totally overridden by what Meta World Peace, formerly Ron Artest, did to James Harden of Oklahoma City. Meta World Peace made an excellent drive to the basket, dunked over Serge Ibaka, turned around, celebrating, pounding his chest, but then he unleashed a vicious elbow. And again, was it intentional? You got to think he felt Harden. Harden clearly, they clearly bumped, and Meta World Peace swung his left elbow violently and hit Harden smack in the back of the head, knocking Harden to the ground. It looks like he has a concussion. The officials reviewed the play, flagrant 2, Meta World Peace ejected, but the Lakers then stormed back to beat Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City was up 18 at one point, but they wind up losing 114-106 in double overtime. Kobe had 26. Not a great game for Kobe, although he did make shots in the fourth quarter and the overtimes when he had to, only 9-26. But he did finish with 26 points and 8 assists. Hill coming off the bench with 15 rebounds for the Lakers. Kevin Durant with 35, but Durant and Westbrook shot a combined 14-56, which is how the Lakers got back into and eventually won the game. But I think it's all going to be overshadowed by what Meta World Peace did. I think he's going to be suspended for a number of games. Again, Harden didn't seem to know where he was on the ground for about a minute. They took him off the floor into the locker room. He came back after halftime, but then went back to the locker room, did not play again. And we'll have to see if he's okay, because if he has a concussion, he might miss games. But you have to think that Meta World Peace is going to be suspended for a number of games. The only question is how many. But again, a good double overtime win for the Lakers, who seemed beaten and out of it. Nobody really thinks they can compete. But after you watch a game like yesterday, and, you know, understanding, again, Bynum's really come of age this year. Gasol is getting better. Kobe is Kobe. And Ramon Sessions is an upgrade at the point. So maybe they can, in fact, make a run. It's really been, to me, topsy-turvy in the West. because now Oklahoma City has fallen out of the top spot in the NBA West, and they've fallen to San Antonio, who now is two losses up on Oklahoma City, and San Antonio only has three games left. So if they go 3-0, they clinch. 2-1, they could mathematically. They clinch. If they go 1-2, then mathematically there could be a tie. We'll just have to wait and see. But the Spurs just rolling along now, win their seventh straight. They beat the Cavaliers. Spurs 114, Cavaliers 98. Ginobili off the bench leads the Spurs in scoring with 20. Steven Jackson, an excellent late season pickup for the Spurs, has 17 points and 5 rebounds. Diago Splitter led the team with 7 rebounds. Tony Parker with 9 assists. Antoine Jamison for the Cavaliers, 21 points. But the Spurs moved to 47-16 as the Oklahoma City Thunder dropped to 46-18. The Lakers now 41-24, battling for the number 3 spot with the LA Clippers, who are 40-24. But again, a bad loss for Oklahoma City, a good win for the Lakers, a good win for the Spurs, a couple of other games. Miami at home, no Bosch, no Dwayne Wade, but Miami eliminates the Houston Rockets from the playoff picture. Miami 97, Houston 88, LeBron with 32 points and 8 rebounds. Chandler Parsons is becoming a very good player for Houston, scores 23 points, but it's not enough as the Rockets are eliminated from the playoff picture despite having a above 500 record. Miami 97, Houston 88. Few other games to get to. The Knicks with a nice win over the Hawks in Atlanta. The Knicks 113. The Hawks 112. This was an interesting game because it was Stoudemire's second game back. The coach, Mike Woodson, decided to give Tyson Chandler the day off. So Amari started at the 5. Carmelo started at the 4. This is clearly the Knicks at their best with Anthony at the 4 as opposed to the 3. Anthony goes off for 39. Stoudemire gets 12 rebounds and 22 points. Again, Tyson Chandler takes the day off, and the Knicks still beat the Hawks in Atlanta, 113-112. Williams with 29 and 11 rebounds for the Hawks, but it's not enough, and that's a bad loss for the Hawks because right now the Hawks are battling for the fourth playoff spot with the Boston Celtics, and that loss, I'm sorry, for the fifth playoff spot with Orlando, and that loss gives them both 26 losses. So we'll have to follow that as well. We'll go over all the the playoff picture in a couple of minutes, but we're going to take a short break right now. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-824-3854. That's 800-824-3854. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-824-3854. That's 800-824-3854.
Hikari, established in 1877 with more than 130 years of experience, is the world's foremost authority on aquatic nutrition. We know what it takes to offer you and your aquatic pets nutrition that can help them look their best and live a long and healthy life. If you're looking for the best aquatic diets for your hard-earned dollar, look no further than Hikari, the aquatic nutrition leader worldwide. For further information, visit HikariUSA.com and our direct link at BlueZooRadio.com. Off the Bench with Josh Scarr and Scotty Bickford, Mondays at 4 p.m. on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese, Sunday nights at 8 p.m. only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up.
do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card. Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. A few more NBA games to go over. The Nuggets clinch a playoff spot. They bury the Magic in Denver. Nuggets 101, Magic 74. You know, things have gone from bad to worse for the Orlando Magic. Dwight Howard out for the season with back surgery. Yesterday they lose Jameer Nelson with a calf injury. But the Nuggets clinch their spot. The Magic are in the playoffs as well, but they're also still in a battle that they may lose. The Knicks trying to get to the sixth spot, but we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the standings in a minute. McGee leads the Nuggets with 17. Kyle Anderson with 24 and 9 rebounds for the Magic, but the Nuggets clinch a playoff spot 101 to the Magic 74. One other game with minor playoff implications, Clippers battling L.A. Lakers for third. They beat the Hornets in Los Angeles, Clippers 107, Hornets 98. What can you say about Chris Paul? 33 points, 13 assists. I mean, he's a human highlight film, 8 steals. Blake Griffin, 21 and 15 rebounds. So the Clippers still battle the Lakers for the number 3 seed in the West. The Kings bury the Bobcats. Charlotte 7-56. Kings 114. Bobcats 88. DeMarcus Cousins with 29 for the Kings. Walker leads the Bobcats with 13. You know, Charlotte may wind up with the lowest. You know, the Philadelphia 76ers have the worst record ever, 9-73. But apparently, if Charlotte loses out, Charlotte will have the worst winning percentage in the history of the NBA. Tyreke Evans with 22 points on 10 of 11 shooting for Sacramento. But Charlotte is the story, 7-55. You feel bad for Paul Silas. He probably can't wait for the season to end. He did say his team's not going to quit, and you respect him for that. But Charlotte just does not have very much talent, as Silas has referred to a couple of times this year. A couple of meaningless games. The Pistons beat the Raptors 76-73. Ben Gordon leads the Pistons with 19. And Golden State beats the Timberwolves. Timberwolves have fallen off a cliff without Kevin Love. Golden State 93, Minnesota 88, 24 points for Jenkins. Quickly to the standings now. There's only a battle for one playoff spot between two teams left in the East and the West in terms of making the playoffs. Milwaukee is 3 games behind Philly with 3 games to go. So obviously Philly only has to win one of their final three, or Milwaukee has to lose one of their final three. Philadelphia 33-30, Milwaukee 30-33. The Knicks clinched the playoff spot with their victory. They're 34-30. So there are 7 teams that have clinched in the East. Philly and Milwaukee playing for the 8th spot, but it looks like Philadelphia, unless they totally collapse, is going to get it. In the West, Denver and Dallas clinched their playoff spots over the weekend. All that's left is Utah 34-30. Versus Phoenix 33-31. Obviously, that's a closer battle. Both teams with 2 games left. Utah right now in the 8th spot. Phoenix in the 9th spot. Houston was eliminated yesterday. And again, Denver and Dallas clinched over the weekend. Want to move quickly now to Major League Baseball. Before yesterday's games, we do want to mention Philip Humber's perfect game against Seattle on Saturday. Now, Humber, obviously the story in New York where I live is Humber is a former Met. No Met has ever thrown a no-hitter as a Met. Humber became the seventh former Met to throw a no-hitter after he played for the Mets. But he throws a perfect game against Seattle that will be remembered for the final out because Brendan Ryan, full count, the pitch that Humber threw looked like it was about a foot outside, and that is not an exaggeration. Maybe it was 9 or 10 inches outside. But the home plate ump said that Ryan went after it. It looked like a check swing. We never saw that side view. I wonder if it even exists. If it does exist, they may not want to show it. But Ryan was ruled out on the swing. The ball got by A.J. Pierzynski. Again, it's a foot outside to me. But Pierzynski hustles after it. Ryan, who was actually jogging to first as part of the walk, when he's called out, he turns to complain to the ump and then turns around to run to first. But Pierzynski gets the ball and throws out Ryan before he gets to first base. And that seals the perfect game for Phil Humber. Now, you don't want to take anything away from Humber, but again, if you see the pitch, I think it was a foot outside. I think it was more than 10 inches outside. But if you see the pitch and then see the reaction of Ryan, Humber was very lucky to get that 27th out. But look, give him credit. He pitched a perfect game. It'll go down as a perfect game. I don't know if we'll ever see the side view of the final swing by Ryan, but it didn't look like a swing to me, and it certainly wasn't anything close to a ball. But he does get the win. He does get the no-hitter. He does get the perfect game. Quickly to a few games in Major League Baseball yesterday. The red-hot Texas Rangers beat the Tigers 3-2. Ross gets the win. He's 3-0. Weber takes the loss. He's 0-1. Joe Nathan filling the role as closer since Feliz went to the starting rotation for Texas. Nathan gets his fourth save. Hamilton hits his seventh of the year for Texas. Brendan Bosch hits his second of the year for the Tigers. Rangers 13-3. Tigers 10-6. The Rays beat the Twins 6-2. Niemann gets the win. He's 1-2. Liriano takes the loss. He's 0-3. Jennings hits his second of the year. A two-run shot for the Rays. Rays 6, Twins 2. Blue Jays beat the Royals. This NL East obviously turning into a close match with everyone in the NL East except the Red Sox, who are falling off a cliff. Blue Jays 5, Royals 3. Ricky Romero gets the win. He's 3-0. Duffy takes the loss. He's 1-2. Cordero gets his first save of the year. The Orioles also in the mix at 9-7 in the East. They get the win over the Angels 3-2. Stropp gets the win. He's 2-1. Hawkins takes the loss. Johnson already has 7 saves for the Orioles. Howie Kendrick hits his second of the year after 16 games. Albert Pujols still with no home runs. The A's beat the Indians 5-1. Ross gets the win. He's 1-0. Masterson takes the loss. He's 0-2. Smith hits his first of the year for Oakland, and the White Sox beat the Mariners. Danks gets the win. He's 2-2. Millwood takes the loss. He's 0-1. Santiago's fourth save. Quickly in the National League, Cardinals beat the Pirates 5-1. Cardinals now 11-5. Loesch gets the win. He's 3-0. Bedard can't get any run support. He's 0-4. Astros bury the Dodgers 12-0. Rodriguez gets the win. He's 1-2. Billingsley takes the loss. He's 2-1. Schaefer and Lee both hit their second of the year for Houston. Rockies beat the Brewers 4-1. Guthrie gets the win 2-1. Rodriguez takes the loss 0-2. Betancourt gets his fifth save. The Reds beat the Cubs 4-3. Johnny Cueto gets the win. He's 2-0. Lopez takes the loss. He's 0-1. Padres beat the Phillies 6-1. Bass gets the win. Blanton gets the loss. Hundley hits his second of the year for San Diego. And the Diamondbacks beat the Braves 6-4. Ian Kennedy gets the win. He's now 3-0 coming off that 21-4. Cy Young Award winning year. Delgado takes the loss. He's 2-1. J.J. Putz with his fifth save of the year. Diamondbacks 9-8. The Braves 10-6. Francisco hits his third home run of the year for Atlanta. Parra hits his second home run of the year for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Quickly now to the TV tonight. If you're an NHL fan tonight, you want to watch Rangers at Senators, 7 o'clock Eastern. The Rangers facing elimination. Again, we talked about it before the playoffs. Obviously, the number one seeds in hockey are not the same as the number one seeds in the NBA for a number of reasons, not the least of which is the hot goalie. Now, for the Senators, Craig Anderson has actually outplayed Henrik Lundqvist, but Lundqvist has played very well. This is not about Lundqvist. You know, the problems with the Rangers, they had two problems. Goalie in the past has not been well-rested, and their power play this year has been terrible. They flirted with going out to try and get Rick Nash, but the asking price was too high. Now the Rangers, I think they're like 3-for-22 on the power play for the series, and that's going to be what's pointed to if the Rangers get knocked out. The Rangers up in Ottawa for Game 6 tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern, and Ottawa, the number 8 seed, can eliminate the Rangers, the number 1 seed, and if they do, obviously the Rangers will be the second number 1 seed to go down in 2 days, as Vancouver was eliminated yesterday. At 9 o'clock Eastern on the NBC Sports Channel, the Coyotes at the Blackhawks, basketball doubleheader tonight, 7:30 Eastern, the Sixers at the Nets. If you're a Net fan, and I know there's not many of you out there, this will be the last game played in New Jersey, as the New Jersey Nets will be moving to Brooklyn at 7:30 Eastern on the YES Network. The Philadelphia 76ers, if they win, they're guaranteed a playoff spot. They should beat the Nets. That's 7:30 Eastern. And then tonight on the NBA Network, Trailblazers at the Spurs. This is only a game for the Spurs to solidify their number one ranking in the West, surprising to me at least, over Oklahoma City. Trailblazers at San Antonio. Trailblazers out of the playoff hunt at San Antonio, 8:30 Eastern. That's on the NBA Network. The focus, I think, should be on the NHL playoffs. You also have a couple of baseball games. Giants at the Mets on the SNY Network. That's a doubleheader tonight starting at 4:15 because the Giants and the Mets were rained out yesterday. A lot of rain in the East. First game, 4:15. Second game at about 7:30. Also, the Yankees at the Rangers. The Yankees were also rained out against the Red Sox yesterday. You know about that great Yankee win. They were down 9-0. They came back to beat the Red Sox 15-9. They're booing Bobby Valentine already. Yankees go down to Texas to play the Rangers. That's 7 o'clock Eastern tonight on ESPN. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.